Welcome, and thank you for joining the National Multiple Sclerosis Society's MS Learn Online Internet Program. I'm Rick Turner, your host and medical correspondent. For a person living with MS, the road to wellness involves more than just treatment of the disease. Equally important are health promotion and prevention strategies, a strong support network of family and friends, satisfying work and leisure activities, a meaningful place in the community, and adequate attention to one's inner self. This webcast is the first of a three-part series that will focus on healthy living with MS. More specifically, today we will concentrate on general health issues. Joining us for this series is Dr. Lauren Rolak. Dr. Rolak is director of the Marshfield MS Center in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Welcome to MS Learn Online, Dr. Rolak.
Thanks, Rick. It's good to be here.
And nice of you to join us today. If someone with MS is regularly seeing a neurologist, let's say, for their MS, is it also important for them to be seeing a doctor such as a family practitioner or an internist, somebody more general?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think that's very helpful. We neurologists tend to be fairly narrowly focused on just the person's multiple sclerosis. And people with MS are just like people who don't have MS in the sense that they still have their other health needs and medical issues, too. There's still, you know, for women, breast cancer screening, cervical cancer screening. There's, for men, more the prostate cancer. Nowadays, we think about colon cancer screening. There's issues of diet and exercise that all of us deal with. We need to look at our cholesterol. We need to look at all of these general health issues. And of course, people with MS get the colds and they get the flus and they fall down and break things and they have the same medical problems as anyone else. Neurologists really aren't going to be able to deal with those things. Also, neurologists often like to work with a general internist, a family practitioner, or other healthcare provider so that they know that there's another medical professional that they're working through or working with to help the patient. So I think you definitely need both.
And do you find that something maybe some patients tend to overlook, that they become so focused on their MS they forget about the rest of their health?
Well, I think that's definitely true. You know, MS is a disease with a lot of different symptoms and things, and it's easy to blame everything on MS.
Sure.
It's common if you get a little fever, a little pain somewhere, something starts to hurt, something swells up. I know many people start thinking, gee, I wonder if this is my MS. And once you find out you have MS, you start to blame everything on that. Frankly, that's something even doctors tend to do. You'll go see a doctor and he says, well, you have MS. I'm going to assume that this might very well be MS what you're experiencing. So that happens all the time. And of course, the other thing that happens is we all tend to become a little more focused on every little body symptom. Again, once you find out you have MS, a little tickle that you never used to pay attention to suddenly gets your attention. And you start wondering, is this itch? Is this tickle? Is this little cough? Is this part of my MS? Is this something to worry about? And, you know, it's easy to become a hypochondriac when you find out you have MS.
Right, that's the very word that came to mind. I guess that'd be the natural tendency. You have this life-altering condition that's going to be with you for the rest of your life. So, of course, the first thing that crops up, that's where your mind heads. It's a very natural reaction, right?
Definitely. And again, I think even among doctors, there's this tendency to do that too.
Mm-hmm. Now, we are in the middle of the cold and flu season right now, Dr. Rolak. So let's talk about that for a second. Does a cold or flu cause any repercussions in MS itself? And are there any problems that, say, over-the-counter medications can cause for a person with MS?
Well, that's a good question, because definitely there are some issues. Colds, the flu, infections are among the major things that magnify symptoms of MS. And that's especially true if you have a fever and your body temperature rises. If for example, you're weak and you get the flu, you're going to be more weak. If you're numb, if you have blurred vision, I mean, whatever your MS symptom is, when your body has to go fight a cold or a flu or infection, it's not going to have the resources to fight the MS symptom. It's not going to be able to accommodate or adjust to the MS symptom as well. It's going to have to just kind of let it go while it goes and deals with the infection. So people with MS, when they get sick, they almost always notice that, gee, my MS symptoms are a lot worse. And the medicines that we commonly take for that sometimes aggravate symptoms as well. Even simple over-the-counter medicines sometimes can be sort of sedating, make you drowsy. Well, for people with MS, where fatigue can be an issue anyway, now you add even a simple over-the-counter medication and you may suddenly be much more fatigued. So these are issues that you do have to pay attention to.
And should you always check with your doctor first before going on one of those over-the-counter medications?
Well, I think that's a good idea. For the most part, those medicines are pretty safe. Safe for people without MS, safe for people with MS. And I have to admit, it's sort of hard to always call your doctor every time you get a little sniffle. But certainly if you notice something a little unusual, there is the chance that could be a reaction to even a simple medicine. And you certainly want to check with your doctor on that.
You mentioned how the body's fighting a flu or other infection like that sort of pulls focus away from the ability to deal with the MS. So let's go to the issue of prevention then and talk about flu shots. There has always been some confusion regarding someone with MS receiving a flu shot. What are the facts on this, Dr. Rolak?
Well, again, that's a good question. I get asked that all the time. And for a while, it was very puzzling for doctors as well. When people are given an injection like a vaccination or a flu shot in order to prevent a disease, that does have an effect on your immune system. That's what we want, is for your immune system to respond to that shot so that you don't get the flu down the line. And people used to wonder if these changes in the immune system were a good thing or a bad thing for MS. But with help of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, Dr. Aaron Miller and a number of other physicians did a series of studies specifically looking at flu shots and found that they are quite safe for people with MS. So many MS people, knowing that if they get the flu, they might very well see their symptoms worsen, will want to get a flu shot. And it's now quite clear from a number of studies that that's perfectly safe, and that's something we can readily recommend to people who want to do that.
Is there any difference, Dr. Rolak, between the flu shot and, say, taking the mist through the nose?
So far as we know, they're both safe.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, let's move on to a different subject here. We're all aware of the risks of using and abusing alcohol, cigarettes, drugs. Are there additional risks with these substances for people with MS?
Well, yes. People with MS tend to be a little more sensitive to these things, and that's primarily because MS affects the central nervous system. And that's where we see a lot of effects of things like alcohol, for example, and so on. You can still have, you know, a drink of beer, you can have a glass of wine. I would hate to tell people that, gee, you can't have a little fun in life from time to time. But alcohol affects the brain and the nervous system, and so does multiple sclerosis. And so many people with MS come to realize that they're a lot more sensitive to the effects of alcohol than they used to be. What they used to feel with one drink or two drinks or three drinks, now just a little bit gives them the same sensation. Cigarettes alter the blood flow into the brain. The tobacco does that. That's not a good thing. So again, not wanting to really preach to people, folks with MS do have to be a little more sensitive to these sorts of things.
And in general, do you always recommend that people quit smoking if they have MS, or I guess even if they don't have MS?
Yes, I definitely do. Again, I can understand why people in social situations might want to relax a little bit and have some alcohol from time to time. But honestly, the cigarettes I find even more damaging. And I always recommend people stop smoking.
So I guess the watchword, especially around the holidays, would be moderation, right?
Absolutely.
The topic of healthy living with MS would be incomplete without discussing nutrition, of course. So please join us for our third webcast in this series. where we'll devote the webcast entirely to the topic of nutrition. Also, please check out the MS Learn Online menu, where you will also find important healthy living topics such as exercise. And Dr. Rolak, thanks once again for joining us today. We look forward to having you back with us for our next webcast titled Getting the Most Out of Your Doctor Appointments. Thanks again.
Thank you, Rick. I look forward to it.
The National MS Society is proud to be a source of information for you about multiple sclerosis. Our comments are based on professional advice, published experience, and expert opinion, but do not represent individual therapeutic recommendation or prescription. For specific information and advice, consult a qualified physician. If you have a question that was not addressed, please email us at mslearnonline@nmss.org. If you'd like more information on multiple sclerosis, click on the resources link on your screen or call the chapter nearest you for an answer to your question. You can find your chapter by calling 1-800-FIGHT-MS. That's 1-800-344-4867. You may also want to check the National MS Society's website, where you'll find more information about today's topic and a menu of other webcasts available to participate in. Funding for this program was provided as an unrestricted educational grant from these National MS Society chapters. For the National MS Society, I'm Rick Turner, wishing you health and happiness.